Under psychotherapy, you can see three potential services that may be provided. You have your regular individual psychotherapy session. Then you have your crisis psychotherapy session, which is coded as 90839. This is a higher level session that is typically outside the norm of your individual psychotherapy session. Client may define this as a true crisis, but it may not really be a true crisis. Then you have the possibility of a crisis intervention, which is coded as H2011. This one is a true crisis, and a client may present as suicidal, homicidal, or greatly disabled. However, it does not necessarily have to result in hospitalization. So if we go back to crisis psychotherapy, an example of circumstances that would qualify for crisis psychotherapy may be when a client experiences the loss of a family member, friend, or pet, let's say. This loss could trigger a higher stress session, and this may take you outside of your regular individual psychotherapy session. Keep in mind for this scenario, although you are addressing grief, you will continue to tie back the discussion to the goal identified on the treatment plan as your individual psychotherapy goal. Remember, this type of session may not constitute a true crisis since the client is not suicidal, homicidal, or greatly disabled, and therefore would not fall under crisis intervention. It is important to also reiterate that if a client does not present as suicidal, homicidal, or gravely disabled, staff would not necessarily be billing to H2011 crisis intervention for that particular session. As always, it is strongly recommended to consult with your supervisor if and when you encounter a crisis with your client, both a true crisis and otherwise. Also, please note that crisis psychotherapy is telephone allowable. If, however, you are providing individual psychotherapy via telephone, please continue to use H0046.